Good day. This is Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap. Let's get straight into the most crucial news from the industry in Australia this week. Firstly, a rising tide of digital threats is making cyber insurance an indispensable need for businesses. This fact rings loud and clear in the wake of the cyber attack on Fortnum Private Wealth. Cyber insurance is now becoming critical to manage unexpected legal and recovery expenses related to such attacks. However, insurance alone is not enough, and businesses must supplement this with robust internal controls and consistent training for employees to minimize human error-related breaches. We also see the implications of these digital threats on remote work setups. We've seen a push for regular policy reviews and employee training, which is ever more important in our current era of remote working induced by the Melbourne lockdowns. In addition, insurers need to note that rising global risks are expected to drive premiums higher. According to an analysis by Swiss Re Institute, global property and casualty insurance premiums are likely to follow GDP's upward trajectory over the next decade. They attribute this trend to factors such as increasing natural catastrophe losses and economic inflation. Such a changing landscape necessitates efficiency in pricing and risk management, particularly as reinsurers shoulder an increasing burden of these risks. In some inspiring news within our own borders, the Insurance Council of Australia, or the ICA as they are commonly known, has been making considerable strides to aid New South Wales flood victims by setting up insurer consultations across the state. The primary aim of these sessions is to expedite the settling of claims from the victims of May's mid-North Coast floods, which currently stand at over $235 million. And finally, in a groundbreaking decision last week, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority upheld a policyholder's claim against Suncorp, despite allegations of fraud in a car accident claim. This case underlines the need for balance between vigilance against fraud and protecting the rights of policyholders. It emphasizes that insurers should have robust methods in place to ensure fair assessments in disputes. That's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for joining me, Paige Estrotori, with Financial Services Online on this week's roundup of insurance news. Don't forget to visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more information on personal and business insurance. Stay safe and stay informed.